Hi everyone! Before we get into this week's episode, I want to bring attention to this great organization that a friend of mine has started, soon to be nonprofit, called Big Hearts Small Packages. Their mission is to help the homeless community in Houston, Texas. Now, they have been making small packages that include sandwiches, snacks, water, Gatorade, masks, hand sanitizers, some dog food, sanitation pads, fans, a lot of stuff that we still need in the middle of a pandemic. They would love some help and donations. If you would like to help their cause, you can Venmo or Cash App them. Anything will help. You can check out their Instagram page at Big Hearts Small Packages for more information on how to do that. I will also be linking their handle in the episode description. And if you follow me on Twitter, they also have a Twitter. Definitely follow them, retweet, like, share what they put out. Thank you so much for checking them out. And let's get into this week's episode. Hello and welcome back to Let's Leisure. I want to start off by saying I apologize for the gap between this episode and last episode. I was sick for a hot minute and you know how that goes. So we are better now, thankfully, because honestly, I like self-diagnosed myself at least 4 times on Google. I feel like I'm low-key one of those people who starts inputting all the symptoms and I'm like, oh my god, I'm dying. But yeah, honestly, I was kind of worried for a second, but we're good. We're back. And I am so excited to get into this freaking podcast, okay? In this episode, like, I'm so happy to be back right now. There's been so much TV. So honestly, I might do 2 episodes this week. We'll see how my schedule is, but I really want to do a bonus episode, for you guys, y'all, because there's so much good stuff out right now. A lot of things, like what I'm watching, I started that, Younger is back. So I really wanted to get into that because it's the final season and shit is happening. Things that I would not have expected, I don't know. We'll see how this week goes. Some characters are so annoying. Some characters aren't even there anymore. So I kind of want to get into Younger. The Handmaid's Tale. Yes, that shit is back. We have been binging. And it is so good. And if I'm not mistaken, this also might be its final season. I want to say it is because mine is blanking suddenly, but shit's getting good. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I forgot everything that's happened because it's been over a year because of COVID that happened. So it delayed them. And so they're only recently back. But thankfully, you know, recaps exist. And also, I guess if you want to do a rewatch. But last season, spoiler alert, if you have not finished or if you're about to get in, I'm going to be talking about Handmaid's Tale, as you can tell from the title. But I'm also going to give a lot of spoilers away. So, like, the end of last season, season 3, I had totally forgot that June ended up getting fucking shot, getting all those kids on the plane, and the other handmaids were, like, carrying her to, like, safety or, like, trying to help her, whatever. And I'm like, oh my god, no, that's it. She's dead. But also, June is the main character, so, like, she can, but I don't think she can really die. So that was on the edge of my seat ending because I really thought they were all going to get out, but the handmaids stuck together, trying to cause like a distraction for the, what are they called when, oh my God, I already forgot. It's not house mothers. No. What are they called? I'm blanking, but it's not the handmaids, but it's the other women who help around the house. So the handmaids were distracting while they got the kids on the plane into safety, and then June ends up getting shot, and the girls help her out, and basically that starts off, it resumes back on season 4. they are seeking refuge. They're trying to get their next move in order. June is healing. She gets fixed up. And basically, like, I mean, the Renaissance has been happening, but, like, stuff sort of gets out to play, and you get to see, like, who is really trying to help them. All the, like, underground plays, so to speak, like, think people that you wouldn't think would be helping are helping, and stuff like that. So, yeah, so Handmaid's Tale I'm going to be talking about, and then one other show that I really, really, really wanted to talk about, too, was the new HBO show with Kate Winslet. Let me look it up really quick. I don't want to mispronounce it. Yes, Mayor of Easttown. So I need to get back on this one because I watched the pilot and then I have not seen the last couple episodes, but I really liked the ending to the pilot. So I won't spoil that away, but the ending looked really promising and I was like, oh shit, here we go. It's about to kick off. And then, you know, I didn't jump back into it. I started binging Younger, and I started to get into Handmaid's Tale. And also, might I freaking add Law and Order in there, too, because that is happening. The crossover events, organized crime. And then we are back this Thursday with another crossover after 2 weeks. And I'm so freaking excited. Honestly, I might do an episode on that. There's so much out. And then, like, I also watched 911 and 911 Lone Star, which also returned like 2 or 3 weeks ago after being on like a little break. And oh my god, 911 especially has had a couple of good episodes. Like, things were life and death for 1 second. I can't even remember what now. But then Lone Star 2, there was like a whole accident and we didn't know if we were going to survive. And yeah. So much TV. So know that even though I was sick, I was trying to keep up to date with the latest. And that's not even movies, because I watched so many movies too that some have really been good. Oh my god. I just want to give everything away. I want to talk about everything with you all. Let's see. A quick movie drop. The last movie I watched was called Greenland with Gerard Butler. And the trailer looked good. I liked it. It was very, like, end of the world, comet, like, space, or, like, stuff's hitting Earth theme, and very action-y thriller, and I liked it more than I thought I would. Of course, I didn't play all of the trailer. I watched, the beginning of the trailer, and then I'm like, okay, let's watch it, because I don't want to have the trailer give too much away. And that was really good. I would probably rewatch again. And I think that was a 2-hour movie. So much to talk about. So much. So let's get into it. Okay. Now, because the first 3 episodes, I believe, of Handmaids were dropped at the same time, I'm gonna go ahead and talk about the last 2 episodes. So yesterday's episode, 5, and then last week's episode, which was 4. I'm just gonna go ahead and pair those together. Again, warning, I will be talking about spoilers. So if you haven't watched or you plan to get into it, definitely go do that and then come back. Or unless you don't care about spoilers, more power to you. I am not one of those people, because I like to be... The anxiety gets, I mean, like, I want to be like, oh my god, what's going to happen? But at the same time, tell me everything. But I can't do it with the show, because then, I don't know, it just doesn't hit the same. So, episode 4, Milk. I'm trying to recall now, because I just watched it, I think. I just finished 5, and the ending to 5, oh my gosh. Okay, start off with 4. Let me give you the summary for 4. I'm gonna give you the Hulu summary. It says, June takes a harrowing journey. Janine remembers a stressful experience in her past in Toronto. Serena tries to manipulate Rita. So I enjoyed this episode because we got to see the Janine background, which we see, I mean, I know within the other seasons, they've dropped that she had a kid. She was a mother before Gilead happened, etc. But we really get to see that she was a single mom and making ends meet. And right before Gilead happened, she was pregnant and she ended up having an abortion. And she ended up going to like a pregnancy crisis center. And they were like, you need to keep your baby. Or they were trying to manipulate and persuade for her to keep the baby, because if she ended up having an abortion, and then there would be a high risk of her not being able to conceive later, and making her feel bad for her choice on her body. And I was like, what? Are we seriously letting this happen? Like, what? But no. She ends up going to, like, somewhere else to get the abortion. And the doctor is like, I just want to give you some warning that you might have later, you might have trouble later conceiving. This, and that. I think she mentioned something about, like, cancer. I'm not even sure. And then she says, off the record, though, I think it's a bunch of bullshit. And there's really no research or something like that. I don't know. But the doctor was so cool, and it made Janine feel 10 times better about her choice and doing what was right for her in that moment in time. I think her son's name was, oh gosh, not Tyler. I know she said it, but not the point. So then we see a little bit about Janine. So that was kind of cool, because I have noticed a lot. She is getting more screen time a lot, because the Handmaids are just like a handful of girls now, including June. So, oh gosh, I'm just remembering this episode now. Okay, so maybe I should sum up the other three. No. Okay, so yeah, if you watched the other three, cool. If you haven't, know that the girls were in hiding and then they got captured. So this one ends up being episode 4, where they escape again and they're on the move. So what was I saying Hotel Cecil for? Oh, this is also where they escape, right? Yeah. They escaped. Oh god, that was the last episode. So they're running, a train is coming, and basically everybody gets hit by this fucking train or shot. I think two of the Handmaids ended up getting shot, and then everybody else got hit by an oncoming train trying to escape the van from Gilead. And so Janine and June are literally the only ones who make it out, and it is so sad, because I really thought the girls were gonna make it, and I'm like, no way. And everything's going in slow motion, and then in comes the train, and by goes the girls. So that's sad. And then of course June is telling Janine, like, come on, we have to keep moving. And they end up near some, they end up following the train, I think, I'm not even sure, but they end up boarding part of a train, I guess, that's going towards the city, and they end up going into Chicago. And the little part of the train that they enter is a refrigerator with milk. So they end up draining that, and they're in there. And freezing, of course. And then the train stops. It's being taken over by these other people that are, like, fighting against Gilead and all this other stuff. And so, thankfully, June and Janine make it out okay. They end up joining. A lot of it, like, the way that they were, these, like, new people that are fighting against Gilead on the low, it reminded me of, like, a wannabe The Walking Dead, because they had guns, they were very tough, they were like, who are you, blah, blah, blah. But they take the girls in, and so they're sort of safe. I don't know. The guy who, like, sort of runs the show was basically telling June, like, you know, get me off, and then, you know, you're cool to, like, stay. But then he also said, I'm not forcing you, like, you can literally pick if you want to do this, or you can leave. So she can't, and I was like, man, they're really making June sell her body right now after everything that she's been through. But she can't go through with it. She ends up trying to leave, but Janine's like, just stay here, change, and I'll take care of it. So Janine takes one for the team, and they end up getting to stay. So shout out to Janine. I mean, you shouldn't be applauded, but like, she, I don't know. She seemed more than happy, because then at the end too, she's like, we can stay. She's like, it wasn't that bad. And then in 5, she's kind of falling for this guy, and they're kind of like a thing. So yay to be happy, but also it's like, I don't know if you're really happy. Maybe he's just using you. I don't know. Another big thing in this episode is Serena. We find out in the previous episode that Serena's pregnant. Surprise, surprise. I cannot remember her having sex with Commander Waterford, so I don't even know if it's his. I honestly feel like it's the lawyer guy that's trying to help her, but I could be wrong. So she's really trying to pull Rita in, which was her house care person in Gilead. And she's telling her, like, hey, I'm pregnant and I really want you to help me or whatever. She's basically just trying to manipulate her to get her on her side so that Serena and, like, her lawyer's team can go against her husband's and they're not, like, trialed together for whatever their actions are. But Rita doesn't fall for it. And she basically tells the commander, like, I no longer work for you. Good luck with your son. And outs the fact that Serena's pregnant because Serena had not told him. So it's like, yes, Rita, you can say no. They don't control you no more. And yeah, so it was a big middle finger basically to them. And that was the craziest thing. Serena trying to use Rita once again. And then June and Janine making it out. And they're now in this new, like, weird wannabe Walking Dead troop. And fighting, sort of. I don't know. Episode 5 is called Chicago. So that's where they're at. This is where the train led them. And so I really still don't understand where this war stuff started. I don't know, but there's a lot of bombing and explosions and it's like Gilead and then there's like some Hawkeye people and then there's the troop that June and Janine are in and they're trying to be low key. And everyone's just kind of trying to survive. So the summary for this one is called June seeks out more active rebels while Janine tries to help her fit in with their new group of survivors. That's what it is, survivors. All right. So with this one, I guess because I binged the other three, a lot of stuff was happening. And then especially the end of three that the girls died, it seemed very slow paced this episode, but then it all added up to like a big ass cliffhanger. Again, spoilers coming this way. So Janine and the other guy, his name is Steven. He's like the one who runs this new survivor troop or whatever. They're like sort of becoming a theme and she's really happy and she kind of wants to stay and she wants to fit in. June, on the other hand, is being like really pushy. It seems like she wants to be in command, but, you know, this is not her troop. Steven has been at this longer, and she is just trying to help and change Gilead, I know, is the bigger picture, but she's just stepping on some toes at this point. Aunt Lydia, I totally forgot about her, because I don't even think she was in the last episode, but in episode 3, when the girls escaped the van, Aunt Lydia was with them, and June ended up basically choking her with whatever that little zapstick, whatever. And so I guess that's what she's recovering from, because she's like in a rec room with some other aunts, and she's on a treadmill, and she's like power walking, she's doing her thing, exercising. And she really wants to get back to the Handmaid's girls, but another aunt is like, no, you've served your time, you need to recover, and we thank you for your service, blah, blah, blah. So basically, they kicked Aunt Lydia to the curb, and they're just keeping her for show. So she is not having it. So she goes to Commander Lawrence, and she's like, hey, I know a lot about you. I know that you had help. Or I know what you were trying to do with June, and basically blackmailing him to get her back to handle some handmaids. And he's like, you know what? Let's team up. If you get me back on this board, I will get you back with the girls. And you can have June, because she's like, I want June and I want to discipline her how I see fit, blah, 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 under my care. He's like, all right, I can live with that. So Commander Lawrence was already on the outskirts, but he ends up being back on the board. And prior to that, he had gone in front of the council because he wanted to put a ceasefire to near the borders, which is where June and Janine are. And he's like, I want to cease fire. He goes, I want to help those who want help. And everyone's like, no. But because he teamed up with Aunt Lydia, Aunt Lydia has dirt on everybody. And he also blackmailed the other ones to give him the vote. And before, Blaine, Commander Blaine, was like, no, I couldn't vote because this is a war that I'm leading. But then right before they bring it up, he's like, all right, I'm with you. And Lawrence is like, sure. But Blaine didn't even know that he had already blackmailed the others into agreeing on this new proposition, whatever. And he got fooled into basically setting the explosions near this war front where he had already found out that June was. So he's trying to save June in the end, you know? But he basically got played. But, I mean, kind of jokes on them because June's story picks up with her being pushy. So she's like, no, they're not really rebels. They're not trying to fight. And I need to go somewhere else. And so June decides to leave. And she's like, Janine, you need to come with me. She's like, you can decide to be here and become of Steven. Or you can join me and we can move forward. And at first, Janine stays. But the next you know, she's walking and she meets up with June. And she's like, I feel safer when we're together. You have to remember, handmaids walk in too. And I was like, oh, that's such a sweet moment. Because at first, like a couple scenes before that, they were fighting. And I'm like, oh, that's so sad. They have been together for so long. And there's so much, especially trying to escape. And they're being separated. So I'm glad that they didn't really separate and they stayed paired. So, because Commander Blaine got played, I would say, by Lawrence, the explosions happen, and they make it to some border where there's supposed to be soldiers, and June's like, wait, it's not right. This doesn't feel right. Like, it's ghost town. And then they hear the planes. Blaine's the one who ordered the explosions and got everything together, so all the explosions are happening. It's like, boom, boom, boom. And then, June and Janine, you just see them like flying through the air. And then the last couple minutes, everything's in slow-mo. It's like weird sounds because June's like trying to figure out what the heck just happened. And she's trying to find Janine and she's like calling her. She's standing up and she's walking and then she stops trying to figure out where she is. And then we see like a vehicle approach and they're like, grab anybody who needs help. I'll look over here. And you see someone come up behind. I was like, oh my gosh, no, it's the Gilead people, the eyes, whatever. Like, they bombed and now they're going to take, like, whoever they find hostage or, like, back to Gilead, blah, blah, blah. But no, as the person keeps walking towards June's, like, June is facing, like, towards the camera. And so this person is walking towards June's back. We get to see, and it's Moira, freaking Moira. Okay, we see her little outline going. And I'm like, no way. And then June hears this person approaching. And so she's like turning and they're just looking at each other. And then Moira's like, June? And then they continue to look at each other for a little bit. And then that's the end. So I don't know where the heck they are now, like border wise or like what city they're in. But Moira and the team have showed up, whatever organization that is that helps people get out of Gilead, whatever, they're Canada. But homegirl done found June, and I didn't see the preview for next week. I probably should have because I kind of want to know what the next episode will hold. But does this mean June is now towards, like, she's going to have safety? Like, is she in the safe zone now? Ugh. I think going off, oh my God, how the heck has it been a month already? So going off Google episode guide, it looks like there is 2 more episodes, 6 and 7. Let me look on the Hulu because I don't know how many episodes were in the last season. Okay, 13. So I'm hoping they do 13 again. Let me see season 2. Also 13. Okay, so I'm pretty sure then hopefully season 4 will have 13. Season 1 had 10. Okay, honestly, I'd still be happy with 10. I hope they don't cut it off at 7 because there's a lot to happen. Oh, I hate that it doesn't even have like upcoming and when it'll air. But Google just has 6 and 7 and like the titles for those. So holy crap. But I was so shook. Do people still say that? I was just really surprised at the fact that They have June and Moira back together. And hopefully this is just the sign of, like, June finally being out of, like, Gilead and, like, on the hunt. Because, obviously, they captured her one time already and basically were torturing her to know where the other handmaids are. And that's how the other ones ended up getting caught and died, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm hoping, like, because this is the last season, I think, that it just kind of, it wraps up in a good way. But I know that, you know, that obviously this show, the world of Gilead is not a perfect world. But I really hope that we have some progress, because last season ended with June being shot and she's still in freaking Gilead on the run. The episode before that, she ended up handing over her baby to one of the handmaid's cells, and she went and stayed in fucking Gilead. Like, sis, what are we doing? Why are we trying so hard to stay? Like, I get it. Because she's really trying to help her daughter and all this other stuff. Which, when they showed Hannah in one of the other episodes, I think it was the third one, Hannah didn't even recognize her. And she was scared of her. So part of me feels like, yes, she loves her daughter, but she might just leave her in Gilead. But then at the same time, she took a plane's worth of children out to have a better life and out of that world. So I feel like she couldn't just leave Hannah like that. That's been her whole motive this whole time, is to, like, be reunited with her daughter and get the fuck out. So we shall see where this goes, because it's, oh, that was such a good ending. Oh god, there have been really good cliffhangers, like the one with the girls getting hit by the train. Oh gosh, I wanted to cry. I really did, because I was like, there is no way that they just killed off, like, six of these handmaids, and, you know, there's just no way. So, but they did, and they literally only left June and Janine, which now makes sense, because they're now in this, like, survivor troop, or now that they're going their own way. So I feel like it would have made it harder logically to try to move forward and escape and fight and do all this if there were more girls. But it also really sucks, because they were together from the beginning, and now they're not. Get out! Okay. So, Handmaid's Tale was renewed for season 5 in December of 2020. So that was a couple months ago. Tight. So we do get 4, which is airing now, and then we get more. Okay, so you know what? Scratch that. Let's not, let us not have this season be tied up and wrapped with a little bow. They can keep going if we get another season. Wow. Oh, man. I just, like, they've held her in Gilead for so long. Like, yes, she got her, like, the newborn out. And last season, she got the kids out. But it's like, okay, so now this season, she's sort of free from Gilead, and she's still doing some, like, Renaissance fighting. She is, like, Mayday or whatever she called herself. And so this was, what, episode 5. So let's say we have 5 more, if they do 10. Like, where is this all going to lead is what I want to know. More fighting? I mean, because obviously she can't get captured again. Like, how many times can you get captured and then make it easy for her to escape again? You know? So something has bound to happen. Either she becomes, like, gosh, I don't even know. I can see her fighting, obviously, more in this, like, want to be Renaissance and, like, helping people survive. I don't even know, because she just saw Moira. Moira's going to be like, June, you need to come back with me. You need to come back with safety. And then she's in the safe zone. But why do I feel like June's ass is going to be like, I'm going back to Gilead, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. But I was so shook when June and Moira finally see each other after, what, like, 2 or 3 seasons? I don't even know. I think it's been 2 seasons. So, that's that. And that's what you missed on Handmaid's Tale. Oh, so good. So good. I'm so excited to see what the rest comes up, because I don't know where this can go now that she's, like, not in Gilead. And now that she has this close connection with Moira, because she's right there to, like, the safe zone and being reunited with her husband and her other daughter and all this other stuff. And gosh, I hope Janine does not die. Like, She already lost the other handmaids. If they kill off Janine, that'd be so messed up. Because then, like, she would literally have nothing left. I feel like that can mess her up. What's that TikTok sound? I think this is gonna fuck me up. I think this is gonna mess me up. Something like that. I don't know. But, yeah. So that's Handmaid's Tale. And it's getting kicked up to high gear. Because those first three episodes, too, was kind of intense. With them making it out. And whether or not June was going to be able to survive. Because, you know, she got shot. And all this other stuff. So, also, I really hope Commander Lawrence, even though he has made a deal with Aunt Lydia, that he still plays her. Like, now that he's on council and, like, sure, he got her back as an aunt to help the girls, I hope that he doesn't really come through with his promise of capturing June and putting her in Lydia's care, because he helped her escape at one point and has continued to sort of help her. But he played Blaine. So I don't know. That is so fishy too. So that's sus. That's weird. So we shall see. We got Blaine being confused as hell, still trying to help June. We got Lawrence being real suspicious, real weird. And then Janine, maybe we don't know if she survived. I feel like they showed a glimpse of her, but I honestly feel like that could not be her. That'd be too easy. But I don't know. Oh, so many questions. Thankfully, hopefully, more episodes to come. But that is 4 and 5. I hope y'all are watching. I hope y'all are enjoying. Because, you know, it's been a year since we last got Handmaids. And I had forgotten. And now this is happening. And we are here. So, yeah. Follow me on social media. You can follow me on Twitter at Molder. It's me. M-O-L-D-E-R. And let me know what you think of this season of Handmaids. And yeah. Or if you stop watching. Or if you're thinking about getting into it. And if you're into, like, this dystopian, like, sort of serious. There's good stuff in it. But, yeah, if you're into that, then definitely check it out. Thank you for listening. I really, really missed you all. And I will see you guys next time. Bye.